From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. The horrifying sound of a group of female concertgoers as they become increasingly aware of the violence that is taking place. As a man opened fire on a country music concert late Sunday, killing at least 50 people and wounding more than 200 others in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Las Vegas Police Sheriff Joseph Lombardo.
Obviously, this is a tragic incident and one that we've never experienced in this valley. So what we're going to try to do is the best we can to get our first responders back on their feet and responding and conducting a proper investigation.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police said that 64-year-old Stephen Paddock attacked the crowd of over 22,000 from his hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino located across the street from the outdoor venue. SWAT teams were able to breach the shooter's hotel room and found him dead. It is said he's believed that Paddock killed himself. Police also found numerous weapons in the room. A motive for the deadly attack is not known. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government on Sunday and voted overwhelmingly for independence. Several thousand gathered in Barcelona's central Plaza de Catalunya on Sunday night to celebrate the referendum. Police used batons and rubber bullets to disrupt the voting, with hundreds reportedly injured. Spanish analyst Carles Castillo of the Atlantic Council said the turnout was about the same as a similar referendum in 2014.
The people that are getting out and voting are the ones that are pro-independence. We knew that. That's not news. The unfortunate thing is that we had to get to a point in which the police had to intervene, and neither the Spanish government nor the Catalan government were able to reach a negotiated solution.
This is VOA News. Kenyan police have fired tear gas at protesters who are calling for the ouster of election officials the demonstrators blame for the recent botched presidential election. Protests were held Monday in the capital of Nairobi. A presidential spokesman has said the government will not replace the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, a decision that has angered the opposition, which has said the panel committed criminal acts and that most belong in jail. Last month, Kenya's Supreme Court annulled the presidential election victory of incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and called for new polls. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has continued to condemn the Electoral Commission. The two men face off again in a presidential vote on October the 26th.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2017 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Jeffrey C. Hall, Michael Rosbach, and Michael W. Young for their discoveries on molecular mechanisms controlling the circadian rhythm.
The 2017 Nobel Prize for Medicine has been awarded to three American scientists. Using fruit flies as a model organism, this year's Nobel laureates isolated a gene that controls the normal daily biological rhythm and showed that this gene encodes a protein that accumulates in the cell during the night. The prize for physiology or medicine is the first Nobel Prize awarded each year. President Donald Trump tweeted Sunday that his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is wasting his time trying to negotiate with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Tillerson in China Saturday said the U.S. was communicating directly with the North on its nuclear and missile programs. Later, Mr. Trump tweeted that his predecessors had failed in trying to rein in the North's nuclear ambitions. The Atlantic Council's Robert Manning said that that's true up to a point.
Yes, they failed. It's a difficult problem. That doesn't mean he's going to do any better, number one. Number two, I can't recall any time in modern history, you know, even when Ronald Reagan was talking about evil empires taunting and insulting an adversarial leader, that's hardly a recommendation for diplomacy.
A State Department spokesperson Sunday said diplomatic channels have been open for months, but they won't be open forever. And U.S. and Bangladeshi officials are scheduled to meet in Washington this week for talks expected to include the plight of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled a security crackdown in western Myanmar. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.